Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Trouble at Facebook now, after the company has been forced to admit that it failed to take down misogynistic images and language. This admission came after a campaign led by feminist advocacy groups to crack down on Facebook user content that glorifies violence against women. For instance, here's an example. The less than delicately titled page, "Violently Raping Your Friend Just for Laughs," end quote, named in the group's letter to Facebook. The campaign lasted a week but quickly gained traction under the hashtag FBRape. It even convinced advertisers like Nissan and other companies to, at least temporarily, pull their ads off of Facebook after users sent screen grabs of corporate ads right next to graphic images and violent images of women in question on Facebook. Lindy West writes for Jezebel.com. Nancy Willard is director of the Center for Safe and Responsible Internet Use. Lindy and Nancy, welcome to you both.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Good to have you. Let me start off with a statement from Facebook that I know you're familiar with. This comes from Facebook. In recent days, it has become clear that our systems to identify and remove hate speech have failed to work as effectively as we would like, particularly around issues of gender-based hate. We need to do better, and we will. Lindy West from Jezebel, that statement says what to you? Satisfactory at this point? They made a mistake and they're correcting it?
I mean, I don't know if they will actually correct it, but it's certainly encouraging to have a major corporation basically acknowledge the existence of rape culture and that we have and that they had a persistent blind spot when it came to gender-based violence.
Nancy Willard, Facebook is, of course, a big free speech zone, and in big free speech zones, bad language, hate speech sometimes comes out. What's amazing about this situation is the speed and effectiveness on the internet that the backlash had against Facebook and their advertisers.
I think you are quite right. It's very amazing. First of all, the compliments to the advocacy group that ran this campaign. And then secondly, I was very impressed with the speed and substance of Facebook's response.
And their advertisers as well. I mean, I think what was most effective about this wasn't pressuring Facebook, but pressuring Facebook's money. Isn't that right?
This is true. It's actually all about branding and the strategy of capturing images of advertisements next to this kind of negative material was exceptionally effective. Now, I would add that people who post this kind of negative material might want to reflect a little bit on their own personal branding, because if you're known as someone who posts this kind of material or likes this kind of material, posts a favorable comment, that also affects your brand, can very well affect your career, and can affect your relationships. So on Facebook, it's actually all about branding.
Well, Lindy West, I want to get to free speech and hate speech in a second. But before we do, what about Facebook's advertisers? It's one thing to have a lot of people on the internet with hashtags very effectively call attention to an issue and make advertisers head for the hills. That's business. A little bit troubling that they didn't notice for themselves in the first place, that a place like Nissan or another company doesn't have somebody monitoring this and that they didn't notice for themselves.
Well, I don't know how you would monitor all of Facebook, because it's kind of, I mean, the internet's kind of a wilderness.
Right.
But I do think it's troubling that it takes, you know, the threat of money being taken away to get anyone to take notice of these things rather than, you know, hundreds of thousands of women saying, hey, could you not rape and sexually exploit us anymore? You know.
But do you think that Facebook's response at least was rapid and effective? They didn't backpedal and sort of prevaricate, right?
Or did they? Yeah. I mean, it seemed pretty good to me. Yeah. It was at least rapid. And I hope that it'll be effective. I mean, someone's telling these Facebook moderators what to do and what to take down. Someone was telling them, take down images of women breastfeeding. Don't take down images of dead women bleeding. You know, so at least the acknowledgement that that's a problem is a step somewhere.
Nancy Willard, we have to talk about free speech in the context of hate speech, of course. Facebook is a big free speech zone. Hate speech isn't illegal, of course. And as we all know, under the First Amendment, we hear a lot of things that we would rather not here. Pressuring advertisers is, of course, fair game in the world of media and politics. But asking Facebook to ban certain sites or ban speech, isn't that a little troubling?
Well, we have to take a minute and understand what free speech really means. Free speech is a provision in constitutions that prevent the government from restricting certain speech. Facebook has no obligation whatsoever to protect people's free speech. Facebook is a company that has set up a website. They've set up their own playground, and since it's their playground, they get to play by the rules. I mean, they may have billions of users, but they're not a country. I think what's happened in this situation, I've watched Facebook ever since the very, very beginnings, because I do pay attention to digital safety issues. Facebook was set up by a bunch of young men, and their original the original site had all of the qualities and the values of a group of young male college techies, and I think the original approach taken on these images is a vestige of that sort of adolescent male kind of attitude.
And maybe that's changing pretty quickly. Before we let you go, Lindy West, let me ask you. It's true, Facebook is a private company, described by Nancy Willard as a playground. Nobody should appreciate hate speech, and certainly not the implications therein. But should I want to play in a playground where certain speech is banned that I can just ignore as an adult?
Well, I guess it's up to you. I mean, I don't know if banning certain speech, like the idea that anyone's being censored, is the right way to think about it. I think about it as we socially police ourselves all the time in all kinds of directions. And there are some of these same people would have a fainting spell if you posted a TV spoiler. You know what I mean? But then they have no, but then a dead woman with a hilarious caption is just mm-hmm. comedy. So, I mean, I just feel like if it's a community, you can police the community without shutting down free speech. I just don't think free speech is in jeopardy.
Well, part of the Facebook community has certainly policed that playground using internet reaction hashtags and such, forced several large sponsors to back away from Facebook. And now Facebook has quickly backed down on policing hate speech, especially against women and projecting violence against women on its website. Lindy West, writer at Jezebel and author of the book How to Be a Person. Also Nancy Willard, director for the Center for Safe and Responsible Internet Use. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Very welcome. Thank you.